You know what's really frustrating? When your AI assistant gives you outdated information because it's still clinging to something you told it months ago.
I've been reading this article on Towards Data Science about how we're treating AI memory like a search problem, and it's really interesting.
So what's the problem with the current approach? Isn't it just about storing and retrieving data?
Well, the issue is that the traditional approach assumes a two-step process, write and read. But that's not how our brains work. Our memories decay, get superseded, and some aren't very reliable from the start.
That makes sense. So what's the alternative? How can we build an AI memory system that works like a brain?
The author of the article proposes a lifecycle memory system that actively manages superseded information. It's like a brain, where memories are constantly being updated and refined.
I love that idea. So how does it work? Is it something that can be implemented in existing AI systems?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. The author suggests using a simple SQLite database to store memories in plain text, and then using the LLM's language understanding to perform retrieval tasks.
That sounds surprisingly simple, but how does it handle conflicting information or outdated data?
That's the beauty of it. The lifecycle memory system can automatically manage superseded information and prioritize more recent memories.
Okay, I'm sold. What can our listeners do to start exploring this concept further?
Well, I'd recommend checking out the article on Towards Data Science, and then experimenting with implementing a lifecycle memory system in their own AI projects. Maybe even try using SQLite and LLMs to see how it works.
And I'd add that our listeners should also think about how this concept can be applied to their own work and projects. How can they use a lifecycle memory system to improve their AI assistants and make them more reliable?
Exactly. It's all about creating AI systems that can learn and adapt over time, just like our brains do.
All right, that's all for today's episode of Exploring Next. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.